Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up, New York City! Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 877-337-6666. Got my man Rami Lavi behind the glass. Rami, what's good? What a time to be a fan of teams that wear orange and blue! Unless you're an Islanders fan. The Mets have won 12 of 15 after so many schmucks said the season was over after an 0-5 start. We do lose Francisco Alvarez for most of the season, which stinks. Islanders lose to the Canes. But of course, this is not about hockey. This is not about baseball. This is not about football. This is about the New York Knicks.
New York Knicks.
What?
We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
Yeah! What? What a roller coaster of a game. One versus Philly. Oh, Anthony Bonner, wow. That's a name I haven't heard in a long time. I said yesterday, I hope somebody does a remake of that because it's long overdue. Long overdue, especially for this team. Which reminds me of that team. The key word being team. And last night, MSG was rocking. I know the game was a slow start for the Knicks. The Sixers came out firing and Embiid was on fire. I was like, of course, game one we get Embiid. He looks like he's 100%. Brunson was horrible in the first. Knicks were down 7 after 1. Second quarter, it all changed. Miles McBride, Bogey came in the game. They brought the Knicks back. Knicks were a plus 9 when they beat on the bench. Forget all the statistical stuff, man. Knicks killed them on the boards. When Embiid went down, I felt for him. Him, the individual. But for the Philly fan base, you can kiss my ass. You clowns have booed injury after injury after injury for other teams and cheered like classless pieces of you-know-what. The Knicks had to have game one. Had to have game one. Because if the Knicks lost, it gave Philly the luxury to rest and beat for game two so he'd be ready to go for games three and four at home. Because they already have a stole home court. But now that you've won game one, and Embiid, let's face it, in the fourth quarter, he had no lift on his shots. He was settling for three-point shots. No lift at all. Maxey was incredible. I mean, hearing that Euro step, incredible. Incredible performance by Maxey. But this New York Knicks team did what they did all year. Down in the hole. Down double digits. And they fought back. Had the lead at halftime. Garden was jumping. Third quarter, the Sixers come out rocking. Embiid comes back on the floor. I'm like, oh, at least he's available. Let's see what happens. The Knicks in the second quarter, 33-12, outscored Philly. Am I the only one who thinks it looked like they shot Embiid's knee up because he was bleeding from the side? You can see the blood coming through his tights that he had on. But the lead that the Knicks had, the 14-point lead, was erased by the Sixers in the third quarter. Sixers were firing all cylinders. And the Knicks were too much dribbling in one spot. Ball movements weren't there. Horrible shot selection. Again, Jalen Brunson had a bad game. But that's a sign of a good team when everybody else picked him up. And I said on yesterday's show, if Bogdanovich, if McBride, DiVincenzo, OG Anunoby can give you 70 points and add Josh Hart, give you 80 points per game in the series, the Knicks will win this series in five easy. And what happened? They gave you 75 total. And Mitchell Robinson was sensational. Let me say it again. Mitchell Robinson was sensational. That looked like the old Mitchell Robinson, the one before all the injuries. He was incredible. A monster on the boards. Guarding and beating the fourth quarter. And let's not forget Josh Hart in the fourth quarter. They were daring him to shoot the three-point shot. Daring him. And he was reluctant at first. But you know what? When you're that wide open, you got to make them pay. You got to make them pay. And I tweeted out, Josh Hart, get your head out your ass. Because he scares me when he does those jump passes with nowhere to go. He's good for about two of those per game turnover-wise. But man, when he hit those three-pointers. When he hit those threes. I mean, what an addition to this Knicks team. What an addition. And now the Knicks have a 1-0 lead going into tomorrow night versus Philly. If the Knicks can win tomorrow's game, man, there might be a funeral in Philadelphia. And I might have to attend the funeral in Philadelphia game for Sunday afternoon. The fact that Jalen Brunson did not have a good game at all. And Deuce McBride, I mean, this kid's got ice water in his veins. Three after three after three after three. You think the Knicks knew what they had in him when they traded Emmanuel Quickly? And then they gave McBride a contract extension? Brunson was 8-for-26. Philly played phenomenal defense on him from Kelly Oubre to Kyle Lowry. I mean, that guy only kills the Knicks. It's the only team he ever kills the Knicks. He could be 90 and he'll hit threes against the Knicks. Tyrese Maxey also played great defense on Jalen Brunson. They had him perfectly scouted. They blocked so many shots from behind. So the Knicks are going to have to make an adjustment. Jalen Brunson's going to have to make an adjustment. But what a roller coaster of a game. Up and down, back and forth. My sister was at the game. I was so jealous. I wanted to go so bad, but the problem was just the price was insane. Insane. Maybe they dropped for game two. Who knows? But the New York Knicks have a 1-0 lead versus the hated Philadelphia 76ers. I can't wait for game two tomorrow. I cannot wait. I had trouble sleeping. I was so pumped up for the game. I felt like I was playing. I had, you know, the nervous stomach, the bubble guts. See, I'm keeping it 100. My stomach was in shambles. Shambles. Nervous. It was a nervous wreck. Like I was going on a first date. And the Knicks took you for that ride that they always take you on. This team. But they never quit. They never back down and they always fight. They always fight. They always bring it. And there's never a doubt in my head that this team's going to quit. Never. This team. Now, the refs have let them play in the last couple weeks of the season and in the playoffs, but there were some questionable calls in the game, some touchy fouls, but then you're letting somebody get, you know, clotheslined and nothing's being called. So the officiating's inconsistent as usual. Bede went to the free throw line, what, 12, 14 times? But they made him earn it. They made him earn it. And now the big question for the Philadelphia 76ers is Joel Embiid's health. If he was 80% going into game one, what's he going to be game two? He won't be 80. That's for sure. The quick turnaround for game two. But the Knicks out-rebounded the 76ers, dominated the boards, dominated the offensive glass. You know, Tyrese Maxey got his. Embiid got his. But the Knicks did what they had to do to take game one, and winning game one was huge because it doesn't give the Sixers an opportunity to rest Embiid for game two. Now, will they sit? Will Embiid play game two is the question. Or will they sit him so he can go 3-4 at home and try to get the games at home? Because if Embiid is not even, if he's, like again, if he was 80% game one, he's not going to be 80% tomorrow. It's going to be worse. It's going to be even worse. That's three times since he's come back from the surgery that he's gone down, holding his knee, gone down. And as Perk said, he's 275, 280 pounds. He wants the six to sit him because he's worried about long-term injuries with him. He's definitely not going to play in the Olympics. But that's their problem. Nobody gave a rat's ass about the Knicks. No Julius Randle most of the season. No Mitchell Robinson. No, Randle half the season. Mitchell Robinson most of the season. OG Anunoby, good portion of the season. By the way, the Knicks 21-3 with OG Anunoby in the starting line. 21-3. I can't be the only one that had trouble sleeping, pumped up for the game, and then after the game, couldn't go to sleep. Couldn't go to sleep. Screaming my face off. Like I'm at the Garden. There's nothing. And I've been to the Mets World Series. I've been to Washington Cowboys, RG3 vs. Romo, winner take all, last game of the season. I've been to several Miguel Cotto fights. But there is nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Like a Knick playoff game at Madison Square Garden. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Just don't make the games afternoon games, please, at the Garden. Do not do that, please. 877-337-6666. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the fan.
Good morning, Al. How we doing?
Let's go!
Let's go, baby. Repeat after me real quick. Let's go, New York. Go, New York. Go, sir.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go!
Absolutely, baby. All right, hear me out real quick.
Sure.
So, I'm in college right now. I'm in enemy territory. I go to Penn State. You cannot believe how many Philadelphia jerseys I saw today. And to see their faces wipe away as we destroy, not destroy them, but as we beat them in game one. Oh, man. I was wearing my Knicks jacket right now. I got a throwback jacket from Madison Square Garden. Oh, man, it felt so good. I am on cloud right now, as I'm sure you are, too.
Yeah.
I'm up right now, man. I am up.
Have you slept?
Ready to go, baby.
Have you slept?
Oh, my. No, of course I slept. We had a bar crawl today at school. I've been up all night, baby. Let's go, man.
Now, do you think you'll see that many Philadelphia 76ers jerseys later on today?
No. Absolutely not, man. Absolutely not. I'm actually close to cracking a beer right now. I kind of want to wake up and just go through the day right now. But, all right, so I got a quick question.
Sure.
So, the Knicks, obviously, great win last night. I mean, we battled through. You know, we had some tough goings, but, like, we came out with the win. Fantastic win. No doubt that even though Embiid got injured last night, Tyrese is a little bit of a problem. What is your technique or what is your tactic of how we can better contain him? And as you answer that question, I'm going to crack my beer. But good morning to you. and let's go Knicks, baby.
Let's go Knicks, baby. Enjoy your brewski. Remember, OG Anunoby had two quick fouls in the first quarter. So I think that that put a hamper on the way he was going to play defense because he's the one who's going to guard him. He got quick. He picked up a quick foul versus Embiid. Then he got one on the perimeter as well. So he had two fouls early in the first quarter. He's going to be the primary defender on Tyrese Maxey this series. So I think, you know, that hampered the way the Knicks play defense on it. He's going to get his, but got to make him work for it. Seemed like in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, second half, I should say, it was too easy for him. So I'm sure the Knicks will watch the tape. That's Tibbs, a defensive genius. They'll figure it out and they'll get it together. I'm not worried about that. The Sixers have the big issues to worry about. If Embiid's not 80%, because he's not going to be for game two, this series, can I even say it? Do I even say it?
Do you believe in, like, things that you say changing the actual outcome of
things? When I was younger, I was the most superstitious son of a bitch in the world. I thought if I didn't wear something to a game after they win, it was my fault they lost. But, you know what? I'm going to say it. I don't care. Play this Philadelphia bulletin board material. I don't care. Maybe some of you players up because you couldn't sleep because you know having nightmares losing game one and you could have done better. This series is over. Embiid is only going to get worse and worse and worse in terms of his health, his knee. It's only going to get worse. Now, he gets the extra days between, you know, after game two. He gets Tuesday, Wednesday off going into Thursday, the home game in Philly, game three. But there's no way tomorrow night Joel Embiid's going to be, you know, close to 80%. Not even close. The Knicks can protect home court. This series is over in five games. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Peter in Manhattan. Peter, you're on the fan.
How are you? A few things. Great win tonight, and I agree with you. It's going to get worse. But I know you like the stats, so let me take you back to 69-70. That's the first year I started watching the Knicks. So the key to the championship series is game five. Willis Reed is out with an injury. So Jerry West, the great Jerry West, hits a half-court shot with no time left to tie the score in L.A. So the Knicks ended up winning in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So now we go to game seven. Fast forward. Willis Reed comes to play. He hits the first two shots, and Clyde takes over. Frazier takes over. 36 points, 20-plus assists. They win easily. The next year they play the Bullets. Game seven, a few seconds ago, Bill Bradley, without my point, hits the side of the backboard, and that's it. They lost. That's the worst loss I've experienced in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bullets ended up losing to Jabbar, whatever. Now, the Bullets had a play by the name of Earl Monroe, who was
I know him.
It was not the likes of Pete Maravich is close. The next year, they reached the finals. They lose to L.A. L.A. had like a 33-game losing streak. Finally, 72-73, they reached the finals again. They were able to get Earl Monroe. Then they had another fellow, Jerry Lucas, who was a 6'9 power forward, who was shooting like 30-35, literally, shots. So they end up winning their series in five games. And that was it. After that, you know, they make a championship in 93-94. If Starks hits the shot, the last shot in game six, they win that series.
Well, if he got the ball into Ewing, which was the play, that Starks wasn't supposed to shoot it. He was supposed to put the ball to Ewing in the post, and Riley killed him for that. But then again, we would have never got to that point if John Starks didn't play the way he played in game six. He was on fire in game six.
Right, and then 98, they were the last. They were an eighth seed, so Miami was the last one. So that's it with the Knicks. But the interesting thing, 69, they had a number of players that became, like, really famous. So Bill Bradley, for example, became the senator for New Jersey for years. He ran for the presidency in 2020. Willis Reed was a GM of the Nets. DeBush was the GM of the Knicks. And DeBush, I don't know if you know, was also a baseball player. He pitched for the White Sox. And then you had Clyde Frazier, who does a color commentator for the Knicks. And they had Dick Barnett, who got a doctorate. The other player
does this team remind you of that team?
I don't know. The thing is, I'll tell you, Al, the thing that reminds me of defense. That was a great defensive team. I think this one, you know, they hustle team defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the advantage there now, you have very few teams, so it's much easier to get to the finals. Now you have a ton of teams. So so my point is, you know, they could go, you know, they were number 8 seed in 99, so it's possible they make it. I mean, I'm hoping. You know what I'm saying? You know?
No, I know, Peter.
But today when that was over, I was thinking of you, and you had everything right. You were talking about NBA. So everything you talked about yesterday, you were absolutely correct. So congratulations.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support, brother. Thank you.
Great show, Al. Be well.
Thank you as well. Yeah, I know a little something, but I know a little something. All right, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Toot, toot. You know, but I know a little something.
They put you there for a reason is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. The only thing that ever came good out of Philadelphia was Spike Eskin hiring me.
You heard Spike after the game? I went to watch their live stream. I was so pumped. I went to watch
his
live show. A bunch of stuff. But he said he's not looking forward to the rest of the series. He did say he wishes he was still here for the series, though.
Oh, he does?
He said he loves the show in Philly, but he wishes he was still here.
Yeah, it had to be bittersweet.
He also said no one reached out to him because they know it's a 7-game series. So he said everyone over here is quiet. So I'm thinking you should text him something, like gloating about something. I don't know.
After game 2, he's definitely going to hear it from me. For sure. We'll see what happens. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mike and Merrick. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Al.
What's going on, Mike?
Let's go, Rangers.
That's right. Let's go. You told me yesterday the Rangers are going to sweep them.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
You're going to sweep.
That is correct.
Yes.
Rangers go win. They're going to sweep Washington. All 4, baby. All 4.
Hey, super confident.
Matt Murphy is going to disrupt a basket.
Yeah, I know you told me you want him to knock out Ovechkin. Knock out his other front tooth.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
To teach him a lesson. You cannot mess up New York, baby. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go,
New
York.
That's right. Enjoy the game, Mike.
Oh, I will. And everybody, all Ranger fans, all New York Ranger fans, Igor.
There you go, Mike. Mike's pumped up for the game. I'm sure he's not going to sleep. He's up for the rest. He's going to be up. The game's at 3, right? 3 o'clock?
I mean, I'm up. I've been up since the Knicks game, and I don't know if I'm going to sleep before the Ranger game.
Yeah, I'm glad. Listen, I'm all sportsed out. I watched the end of the Yankee game. I caught the end of it. I was trying to sleep. Then I watched some of the Orlando-Cleveland game. I watched some of the T-Wolves-Phoenix game. Boy, way to show up, Phoenix.
But Anthony Edwards and the throwback jersey, the way he took over. I mean, that guy is awesome. And he's talking in KD's face, talking to Beal, talking to I love
that. I mean, put money on KD dropping 35 game 2. That's the move.
KD's not that type. KD shies away from the smoke. He doesn't.
He's going to drop 35 game 2. 35 points, Kevin Durant game 2. And then watch the Mets, and I'll get to them later, go into L.A. and take the series from the big bad Dodgers. Where are all the people that said the Mets season was over after 5 games? Where are you? You better come out and say, you know what? I'm sorry, I was wrong. And not flip-flop and say, I thought this team was going to be good. Stop with the flip-flopping.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stop with the sandals. Stop it. Let's go to Ken in Queens. Ken, you're on the fan.
Al, as I reported last night, I told you ligament damage in the thumb, and we lost the kid.
Yeah,
tough,
I know.
Break.
Yeah,
tough break.
Yeah.
As far as the Knicks, I have to disagree with you. All right? Number one, the series is not over. Number two, the game went exactly the way I thought it was. Philly tried to lull us into this ugly game, which was an ugly game. You got to realize, Philly got nothing from Buddy Hield or whatever the heck his name is, Bantam. They got nothing from those
guys. They got nothing from
Batum.
They got nothing from Buddy Hield. But he's been, you know, when he first got here, I mean, first got to Philly, he was doing well. And now he's just a fart in the wind. That's it.
Yeah, well, that kid Nick Bantam, he's not
Nicholas
kid,
Batum,
he's,
Batum, yeah.
Yeah, he did nothing, you know. And I told you that this Overy was going to bottle up Mr. Brunson, which he did. And DiVincenzo had a terrible game. So did Hartenstein. Very disappointed in Hartenstein. But Mitch saved them. McBride saved them. And even Bogey, gave him some important minutes and some good scoring off the bench. But this series is not over, because I'm telling you, you might think he might get weaker, but every time this guy, you think he's out the center, either they're shooting him up at halftime, I don't know what
you saw the bleeding.
All of a sudden,
yeah, he was bleeding.
He came back and he looked like Hercules.
Yeah,
okay?
watching the game, and I saw him bleeding. I was like, they had to shot him up. They had to do it.
Yeah. They had it because, I mean, he was limping. Even Steven on ESPN said, no way this guy's coming back for the second half. And all of a sudden, I see him as fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, eating a gummy bear and coming in the game. Yep.
Shooting him up with the cortisone shots. But I got to disagree with you. I still think the Knicks are going to win. But this series, take my word, and I haven't been wrong too many times, this series is not over.
I'm just having some fun, Kenneth. Thanks for the call. I'm just having some fun. I mean, I did say the Knicks would win in five. I'm sticking by that part. The Knicks win game two, it's over. There you go. Is that better? The Knicks win game two, this is over. It's over. Philly has to go back home to have their fans riled up something 1-1. They have to. They have to. Because you know what the crowd's going to look like Thursday night in Philly, Knicks up 2-0?
They'll be booing, just like they did for the first three quarters of the game on Wednesday night.
And there'll be Knicks fans all over that joint.
That's for sure. Well, it's half the price than getting into the Garden.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking at that. I've been keeping track. Part of me wants to, because I'm on next Sunday, is go straight from here to Philly.
I'm going to be at the draft. That's in Detroit.
Oh, you're going to Detroit?
I'm going to Detroit. So, yeah.
Okay, well, have fun in D-Town.
Yeah, it's okay. I was talking to Bilal Powell. He's like, it's growing on me, Detroit. I'm like, yeah, that's fair.
Like a fungus?
No, I think he said it in a good way. He said he doesn't know what it is, but it's growing on him.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is, it might be some fungus. That Detroit fungi. Let's go to E. Frank in Astoria. You're on the fan.
Yeah, Al, I've been waiting a whole year for this to roll over with the Knicks coming back into the playoffs.
Let's go.
You know, I'm a New York Yankee fan, die hard, and I'm a New York Jets fan, and a Zach Wilson stubborn fan, because Zach Wilson is an underdog and a stubborn. He's still on the roster of the Jets, so I got to support the brother, because he's a friend of mine as well through his sister.
Oh, okay.
But I got to tell you, the Knicks worked so hard this season to get to where they are. And it's a travesty to see the Knicks lose in Philadelphia in like six or seven games. And I just want to ask you, Al, because you have a good understanding of what miracles can incur. You think the Knicks will, you know, win in seven games and go on to the next series, or is it just going to end up Philadelphia embarrassing the Knicks? What's your outtake?
I have the Knicks in five, and I said that yesterday. I said if Joel Embiid starts grabbing his leg a lot in game one, they're going to win this in five. Well, you know, he finally dunked the ball since he got back from the surgery, and you saw what happened. And they definitely shot him up. I don't care. Come out and say they didn't. I believe they shot him up at halftime. He came out. He didn't look like himself. In the third quarter, it was more about passing. You know, the Sixers took over. Maxey took over the game. And then in the fourth quarter, he had no lift on the jumper. And if you think, you know, a quick turnaround, there's only one day's rest. If you think he's going to be anywhere near 80%, you're bugging. So the Knicks need to come out game two, punch them in the mouth in game two, no slow starts, and keep the pedal to the metal, all those damn cliches, and go back to Philly up 2-0. If the Knicks win game two, it's over in five. There's no way Philly's going to win 3-4 in Philly. No way.
All right, I'll be looking out for that prediction. I trust that you're 100% correct.
Yeah, and that's just not my fandom. I said it yesterday. I said if Embiid with his knee, if he's grabbing at it a lot in game one, that's a bad sign for him. And then he went down, and there's no way with one day rest he's going to be, you know, close to 80% for game two. And Mitchell Robinson, if he plays this defense like this, forget it. Mitchell and Ihart, but it was Mitchell Robinson game one. You know, the bench bailed the starters out. The bench was fantastic. And this has been my point about the Knicks all season. They have the deepest team in the East. Deepest team in the East.
All right, Al. Thanks.
All right, E. Frank. Number to join, 877-337-6666. Al Cintron on the Fan, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.